Oh boy, here we go. Guys and gals, it's time to go rhino hunting. Now that the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act has been turned against law-abiding citizens of this country by the ATF and the Department of Justice, two of the most powerful and influential U.S. senators who actually made this bill pass through their chamber, they're the ones who are responsible for this unconstitutionalness, if that's even a word. Now, they're saying that the ATF's new rule is lawless and unconstitutional. I bet those rhinos think that we forgot that they were instrumental in passing it. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Strap on your boots for this one. Guys, if you love the Second Amendment and you want the truth about those who turn their back on us and then have the balls to say, oh, this ATF is bad and you guys should vote for me, then subscribe to this channel down below. That red button right there costs you nothing to join this growing freedom family, and we are better because of it. And more people will get the news if you hit that like button and share as well. I also want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Delete Me. In today's digital age, so much of our personal information is online. From marriage licenses to birth certificates to driver's licenses and more, all that can be found online. Now, what if we could help control just how available our personal information is online? Well, that's why I choose Delete Me. Here's how it works. First, you submit your personal information for removal from search engines and data broker sites. Then the Delete Me experts find and remove your personal information, kicking off the removal process. Once you join Delete Me, you'll receive a detailed Delete Me report within 7 days of submitting your information for removal. What makes Delete Me even better is that they will remove your personal data and your information regularly all year long. Plus, Delete Me is the number one personal data removal tool since 2011. I've joined Delete Me to help remove my information, and if you're looking to do the same, I recommend you check out Delete Me to help. Head on over to the link in the description below. It's joindeleteme.com/GG20 and enter that code GG20 to save 20% and start your journey to deleting your personal information online. Thanks to Delete Me for helping me. I appreciate it. Now, yesterday I did a very detailed video on the ATF's new rule, which is entitled Engage in the Business of Dealing Firearms. It's a giant gray area trap where the ATF is targeting American citizens who sell their lawfully owned firearms via the private sale option. They're trying to force anyone who sells a gun to either use an FFL, a federal licensed firearms dealer, to handle that transaction or to become an FFL themselves. They're trying to do away with private sales and gun shows. Now, if you sell a gun and you fall into any of their gray area traps, and I detailed them yesterday, they're vast, they're very vast, you can expect a decade in prison and $250,000 fines. Yeah, that's them taking care of the criminals and going after us. We're not the problems. Now, Texas Senator, U.S. Senator, John Cornyn, and his fellow Republican rhino, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, now say that they plan on introducing a Congressional Review Act resolution to block the new ATF regulations from taking effect. Yeah, guys and gals, what they're doing is hoping they'll get you in their good, getting your good graces again. Why? Because that resolution will never pass. Those resolutions have to pass both chambers. So it would have to pass the House. It would have to pass the Senate, who that's the Democrat control and they hate guns. And then Joe Biden would have to sign it. His signature would say that the ATF, who's doing exactly what he has ordered them to do, is wrong and unconstitutional. And that's never going to happen. Let's be honest with everybody. That is not going to pass. Now, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, enhanced background checks, and closed loopholes, according to the attorney, Assistant Attorney General of the United States. And she also said that it included redefining when a person is engaged in the business of dealing in firearms. For that information, guys, watch that video. It's long, but it needs to be long because the new rule sucks. And there's a bunch of ways you can get jammed up. So in order to understand it, you need to know what's in it. This isn't Nancy Pelosi's America where you got to pass the bill to know what's in it. You got to know what's in the bill, so in the rule, so check it out. Now, here's what John Cornyn of Texas said when the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act was working its way through the Senate. Remember, let's go back to when this was taking place. 99% of America was saying this will never pass. This will never pass because they don't have, in the Senate, they need 60 votes, right? They never can get the 60 votes. Well, I'm lucky that I had someone who I will never give up. I had someone on the inside. And they were calling me and saying, look, I'm inside the building where the speaker meetings are taking place, and they have the votes to pass this. Which is why we started putting pressure on everybody, but the rhinos were stronger than we thought. But this is what John Cornyn said when he was trying to pass Joe Biden's Bipartisan Safer Community Act. Quote, so often around here, people do things and say things not with the intention of actually passing legislation, but with the intention of making a political statement or messaging. That's not what we're doing here. Well, Mr. Cornyn, you just did that. You're trying to blow smoke up our ass and tell us that, you know what, this is unconstitutional and lawless, and we're going to start a Congressional Review Act resolution to stop this. You're the one who got it going, you ass. Amazing. What a piece of trash to now say that the actions that he enabled are now lawless and unconstitutional. The bill was unconstitutional when he was trying to get it passed. Yet he got enough rhinos to vote in the Senate and get it through, get it to pass, to get it to the president's desk. Now, according to another ass clown, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, check this out. This jabroni said, quote, I am proud of my work to advance common sense bipartisan legislation that improves mental health care, strengthens school safety, and saves lives while protecting the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding North Carolinians. I am grateful for the work of my colleagues, Senators Cornyn, Murphy, and Sinema, to find common ground and produce solutions. And I look forward to seeing the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act signed into law. Yeah, that's Kristen Sinema. And the anti-gun zealot, Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, that he is so proud to work with to pass this unconstitutional piece of trash legislation. Are you guys paying attention? I hope this pisses you off and you want to call these people and tell them off and take action and maybe get some people to replace these asses. Yeah, we're not going to vote our way out of it. I understand that. But chipping away at the problem and putting in people like, hey, say Brandon Herrera in Texas, who's running for Congress in Texas 23, and his runoff is coming up in a few weeks. Getting solid people in office will help, but it won't fix the problem immediately. Now, I'm going to say this, that law-abiding gun owners are not the problem, guys and gals. I've said this a lot, like if we were the problem, they would know it. Because they wouldn't be there if we were the problem. It's amazing. But this new rule is dangerous. This new rule impacts you if you ever want to move anything from your collection, whether you sell it for a profit or a loss, or never sell it at all but make the offer to sell it. If you spend a dollar as a business for marketing, and you want to sell a gun, and you're not an FFL. Or if your local gun club wants to raffle a gun, and they're not an FFL. There's so many ways they can jam you up in this. You should really watch that video. Guys and gals, get pissed off. Get involved. The switchboard for the Capitol. Should you want to call them this morning, Tom Tillis, and John Cornyn, and Chris Murphy, and Kristen Sinema. And I'll also pin the two videos, on the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, telling you, the rhinos who voted for it, you should probably call them and thank them for giving it to America. Area code 202-224-3121. That's the switchboard. You're going to talk to someone who's just answering phones, and they're always nice every time I call. They're not the problem. 202-224-3121. Say, I want to speak with Senator Cornyn's office. I want to speak with whoever, my senator, Senator Murphy. Whatever you want to do, she'll transfer you right over, and you'll get their office. Have at 'em, America. Get involved. Take care.